Pampa to the value of 4,500 rand. Right now, though, it's time for Learn While You Earn, proudly brought to you by Chartwell Business College, providing internationally benchmarked tertiary education. And with me in the studio for the very first time, the academic director, Dr. Karen Deller. Morning, Karen.
Good morning. How are you?
Good to have you here with us at Hot 91.9.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So we're going to be talking over the next couple of weeks about a BBA.
Yes.
Just tell us what a BBA is.
So it's a Bachelor of Business Administration degree. So it's a nationally accredited and recognized degree. Sort of covers business and administration and management and processes and product and, yep.
Okay, but today I want to take a step back because we're going to talk about studying online. You know, the pros, possibly some cons, so that people can weigh it up. And it's something which I've been doing for, I won't say all my life, because I did my degree online. In fact, I started actually at Wits, and then I left Wits, and I went to UNISA, and my marks went up by 20%. I think because I was spending less time in the canteen. So there was one big benefit of studying online. That was many, many years ago. And I'm studying online at the moment, doing an MBA. But it takes a little bit of discipline, doesn't it, if you do want to study online?
It does take discipline. And I think, honestly, it doesn't suit every single person. Some people need to get into a physical classroom and feel people and eyeball the lecturer. But for most people, it's a very good, convenient way of actually getting a qualification. Most working adults actually can't resign their job and go and get a degree. But having a degree is almost like having a matric certificate these days. So people need to keep studying. And the online option allows them to do so from the comfort of their own home.
So someone that's possibly in their 30s or 40s right now, they've been working for a good couple of years. If I had to say to them right now, well, it could be advantageous to go back to varsity, even if you do it online, and they go, huh? What are some of the advantages from a work perspective?
Okay, so the advantages are that you can view your lectures over and over. You were at Wits for a little bit. Sometimes the lecturer goes too fast when he's reading the slides. You don't get it all down. But with online, you can go through those lectures over and over. You can pause it, do a little bit of extra research on the side, and then come back to it. So that's an advantage. You don't have to fight the traffic to get to a classroom, because that's a nightmare. You don't have to get dressed to go to lectures, but like coming here to the studio, you could do that in your pajamas if you wanted to.
I do sometimes.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm not in my pajamas. And it gives you the flexibility. So you could be a night owl and do your lectures at 2 o'clock in the morning. You don't have to go to a physical class with a physical time with a physical lecturer. You're more in charge of your own learning.
You do need that self-discipline, though. So I set my alarm because I prefer studying in the morning, because by the time I've put my girls to sleep at night, I'm really tired. So I've opted for studying in the morning. So for the last year and a half, I've been back doing it again. And I set my alarm for 4:30 every morning, and I get up. Now the chihuahuas are conditioned to wake up at that time. So even if I don't want to get up, the chihuahuas literally, I kid you not, they stand on my head because they want to go for a pee outside. But that forces me to get up. And you do need that discipline. You need the routine, I would imagine, because if I break my routine, then I really struggle to kind of get back into the flow again.
That's very true. What we do is we've actually curated all the content over the 18 weeks of the semester. So we tell our students in week one, that's the stuff you've got to complete. So there's an e-tutorial, there's a lecture, there's all these research articles, and then there's a chapter maybe from your textbook. So it doesn't matter when you do it, you just have to do it in that week. So we kind of give them a bit of structure to help them schedule their studies.
But now we're going to get into much more detail about the BBA in the weeks to come. But just from a time perspective, I mean, how much time in a week would someone need to spend?
Probably about 8-10 hours per subject.
A week,
yeah.
Okay, so you're looking at, if you're trying to do it Monday to Friday, you're looking at 2 hours a day.
2 hours a day is good.
Yeah. So what I find at the moment is that I don't quite give my 2 hours in. So I get about an hour and a bit in, and then I kind of top up on a Saturday or Sunday. But what I've started doing as well, and I've recommended this to people as well, I've got a time management app on my phone. And I literally, as I literally clock in and clock out. So as I sit down and I start, I go, right, I'm studying. And when I finish, I push stop. And then at the end of the week, I can see exactly I've done 7 hours, 43 minutes.
That's so, a good idea.
You know, technology is on our side. It wasn't like that back in, you know, 1986 when I was at varsity for the first time.
Well, I was there in 1981, so.
So if, okay, so you got to spend an hour or two a day. Yeah. Why do you, from a work perspective, to get ahead, why would something like a BBA, and just tell us what it is again, a BBA?
Bachelor of Business Administration.
Why would a Bachelor of Business Administration help someone in the business world?
It gives you such a good understanding of all of the functional areas of business. So we cover the basics, finance, human resources, but we've also built in more modern topics like social media, emotional quotient, project management, management of IT systems, etc. So the whole degree is designed to develop both managers as well as good administrators. And those are the skills that any small business person needs, as well as any corporate needs in their functional areas. Too many people are siloed. So if you come out of school and you go just into one department, finance or human resources, you don't see everything that's happening in the other functional areas. So you can't manage a business strategically. What the BBA does is it touches, through different subjects, on all of those functional areas and allows you to make the linkages between the functional areas. And that makes you a better administrator, and it makes you a better business manager.
Okay, so you need discipline. You need a good couple of hours a week. You've got to find it whenever it suits you. That's joy of studying online. But in terms of being able to qualify to apply for the BBA, what are the basics you need?
As a private provider, we're a little more flexible than the state system. So anybody who's got the standard national senior certificate, what we used to call matric, with university entrance will obviously be accepted.
Is it not called matric anymore?
No, it's a national senior certificate.
Old school.
Yeah, old school. Okay, yeah. That's why we're on 91.9, that's right?
We're old school, baby.
That's it.
You were sitting next to our Rubik's Cube table a moment ago.
That
was very funky, yes.
So it's the National Senior Certificate. Alternatively, if they got what we call a cognate qualification, in other words, a similar qualification at matric level,
okay,
in banking or business management or anything like that. And that's quite nice for people who didn't finish matric but maybe went and did a practical course. They would then gain access into the BBA as well.
Okay, we're going to talk much more about the BBA next week.
Yeah.
But thank you for popping into the studio this morning just to kind of just touch on the subject of online studying. We've planted a seed.
I hope so.
We've planted a seed. And I always say to people, it's never too late to start. When I do motivational talking, I speak about going for piano lessons. And I've always wanted to play the piano, but never got around to going for those lessons. And a good couple of years ago, about 5-6 years ago, I started. I'm only on grade 2 now. So, you know, I can do row, row, row your boat. But when I hit that old age home, I'm going to rock the place. I'm going to be the coolest old man around. So it's never too late to start.
It isn't. It really isn't. And there's people who start on a degree, not with us, but I've heard the stories, who are in their 80s.
Fantastic.
You've got to keep the mind going.
Absolutely. Dr. Karen Deller, Academic Director for Chartwell Business College, thank you for popping in. We'll chat to you again next week.
Great, thanks.
That was Learn While You Earn, proudly brought to you by the Chartwell Business College. Registrations for the BBA close January the 31st, 2018. So go to chartwellcampus.com. That's CHARTALL. Campus.com. And they've built a strong reputation as an innovative private business college that specializes in online learning. It's the perfect solution if you're looking to further your career. Their online Bachelor of Business Administration degree has multiple delivery methods with access to e-lectures, video resources, live e-tutorials, reading resources, and e-learning material. So be part of a virtual classroom from the comfort of your living room instead. Learn while you earn and make your move today with Chartwell Campus.com.